This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday the U.S. was working with partners throughout the region to rescue the hostages taken by Hamas militants when the war began October 7th. In remarks from Tel Aviv during a brief visit, Biden said the United States stands with Israel.
I come to Israel with a single message. You're not alone. You are not alone. As long as the United States stands, and we will stand forever, we'll not let you ever be alone.
The visit to Israel came amid rising humanitarian concerns in Gaza, where Israel has cut off the flow of food, fuel, and water. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke Wednesday in Beijing at a summit focused on China's Belt and Road Initiative, calling for a cessation of violence in the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
Guterres called for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire.
Too many lives and the fate of the entire region hang on the balance.
Hamas militants blamed Israel for the explosion at Gaza City's Ali Arab Hospital that killed hundreds, calling it, quote, a crime of genocide, end quote. IDF spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari told reporters on Wednesday there was no structural damage to buildings nor a crater that would be consistent with an Israeli airstrike. He also accused Hamas of inflating the number of casualties. Steve Miller, VOA News.
The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry said Wednesday 3,478 Palestinians have been killed and more than 12,000 injured in the past 11 days. More than 1,400 people in Israel have been killed and at least 199 others, including children, were captured by Hamas and taken into Gaza,